The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I just want to know, who was asking for this? That's how I felt when I saw the headlines that Katy Perry, Gayle King, and about four other women were flying up into space with Blue Origin, which is Jeff Bezos's space company, to be able to take rich, fancy celebrity people up into space for 11 minutes. Now, this was a big deal because this was an all-women space crew. That was the thing that they were flying on. They were like, listen, we're taking six women up to space. We've got Katy Perry. We've got Gayle King. We've got these other people. I think Jeff Bezos' fiance is one of them.
What's the point of dating a billionaire if he can't send you to space?
Right. Yeah. He can't use his rocket.
That one I got. The astronaut, there was an actual astronaut that was on it that I got. I've seen there's been actually more backlash to this particular space shuttle launch than previous ones. And I'm torn because I don't remember any of the other ones with the dudes on it getting this much backlash.
Yeah, well, we'll continue on and then I'll comment because there are more details.
There's been a lot of celebrity on celebrity crime in the last 24 hours since these details have come out. So here's some audio of them actually launching into space. I know everyone's very nervous. Like, you see a lot of some of the flight stuff happening with regular commercial planes, and now you're going to go up into space. Really nerve wracking. So here's them flying up.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, command engine start, 2, 1.
So they fly up into space and they're there for 11 minutes. Like, you're literally there just going to the outer edge of the Earth's atmosphere, to where you can see the Earth, you can see the moon. And I remember seeing footage of them on Twitter, and they're all, of course, floating as you do when there's no gravity. And all I can picture in my head is Katy Perry. She brought a daisy up into space because her daughter's name is Daisy. And she's in front of the camera, floating, look at this daisy. It's so out of touch.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to sound all skeptical and stuff, but I'm going to. The whole thing seemed it seems so ridiculous, totally and completely ridiculous. And the thing that bothered me more about this than anything else, and there's a lot to be bothered by. It's it felt like they were trying to make it some feminist champion, some feminist win, because it was just an all female quote unquote crew. They were passengers. They didn't do anything except show up as rich celebrities. And the fact that they were trying to package it as pro women, they didn't do anything.
A lot of people felt like it was really out of touch and rude that they were calling them astronauts, in interviews. Yeah. They were the astronauts. I'm like, they trained for 2 months. Flight attendants train longer than these people did to go up into space for a couple of minutes.
They were passengers.
It was foolish.
And not only that, they tried to make it all about planet Earth, right? Like Mother Earth and Katy Perry kissing the ground when she got home. And I'm like, you know what? If you really cared about the planet, you would change your business practices, Amazon, because Bezos owns it. And secondly, that has nothing to do with Earth. But think of all the people on Earth you could have helped with the money that it cost you to go to space for 11 minutes on some performative space trip. And don't get me wrong, it's cool that you went to space. I get it. As an individual.
And it's your own money. I mean, if you were paying for it, it's your own money. You earned it. Do whatever you want with it. But all the money that, and I don't even know what the total is.
They didn't pay. It was it's a marketing trip or whatever. Yeah. But
it's a brand trip to space.
But I mean, Bezos is covering it. I mean, because it's obviously his fiance. I was interested in knowing how much it cost. They don't outright say it. The other one, I don't know. I remember its name. It cost $450,000 to go. Whereas with this space launch, you have to put down a $150,000 deposit and to save a seat, and then you pay from there. But again, when William Shatner, Michael Strahan, when they went up, were people this irate?
I thought they were. They weren't?
Were they?
No, I don't remember.
I don't know if it was this much.
You know what's funny is I remember us being that's stupid, and then moving on. Whereas with the women, I feel maybe it's because it's the second time that it's happening that it's who is asking for this, that we're more outraged.
They're trying to force it down our throats.
Yeah, and as a feminist win, that's the reason, I think, that there's the difference here. I don't think it's because it was men, women. It's that they packaged it these brave women are going to be passengers on a flight.
Yeah, they grouped it, and it's really just Bezos's fiance, which I've seen all the articles, and I'm not taking away the fact that she is a helicopter pilot, but they're trying to make it seem like she's like a helicopter pilot and CEO, and I'm like, you have your license. Like, you're not qualified to be in there. You're there because you're the fiance. You're friends with Orlando Bloom, which is why Katy Perry's there. Like, don't blow smoke in my face and call it a cloud. Like, you're clearly, it's a marketing trip. You're shoving it down my throat as feminism. It's a waste of money. You're trying to say it's about Mother Earth, and yet your company is destroying the planet. It is the biggest ick I have seen.
I'm shocked that Gayle King is defending it, because she's like, this is inspirational for young women. It's promoting female representation in space exploration. You're not exploring anything. You waved to a camera for 5 minutes, and then you came back down. It was very brave, but she didn't do anything.
Her voice is promoting it. Her face is not. If you look at the video footage, she wants to be anywhere else but there.
Terrified.
She
was terrified. She should have been.
I've been terrified also.
We should spend this much time celebrating like astronauts.
the actual ones. Well, a lot of celebrities are speaking out about how they actually feel about these celebs going up into space. I'll tell you who is mad about it on your next E-Buzz and the Burt Show.
From Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
It was celeb on celeb crime yesterday in the news cycle when celebrities surprisingly spoke out about how out of touch other celebrities could be when they took like a $1 million mission to go up to space on the Blue Origin spaceship from Jeff Bezos for 11 minutes.
I got no problem with the whole thing. Well, I do got problems. But the main thing, as I said earlier this morning, is the whole packaging of this feminism celebration of women being passengers in a rocket ship was just so off base.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, like we said about an hour ago in our first E-Buzz, that it felt like it was kind of being shoved down our throats. Like, who's really asking for this? What is this really doing for women?
What I love about this also, and Cassie and I were talking about this earlier, I love the pushback on celebrities now. Like, we're just not accepting, like, oh, what a cool thing that these celebrities are doing to bring attention to things. No, now we're calling it out, like, just because you're a billionaire or you're a celebrity doing something special doesn't make this something a champion.
Can it be both things? Because I...
Oh, you got manatee heart right now.
I know, I do. Yeah. Yes. But hear me out here, because I've seen, like, the backlash, and it has been tremendous. And I think, it's not that I'm skeptical, but I've been trying to do some research and figure out, like, when Michael Strahan and William Shatner, who was on Star Trek, when they went up in the... I think they took Blue Origin as well. I can't remember. I'm not sure if it was SpaceX or the other one, Virgin Galactic or whatever it is. Did they get this much pushback and hate? And I get what you're saying is, like, you feel like feminism is getting shoved down your throat, right?
I think that's the reason why it's different.
But there was, so yeah, we're focusing on Gayle King and Katy Perry and Lauren Sanchez, but there were other women on there. There was a woman's right activist on there. There was also a aeronautics engineer, technically an astronaut that was on this, you know, that went into this launch to space. Yes, it was 11 minutes. Yes, you're just on like the rim or the cusp or whatever, but you're still experiencing weightlessness. I don't know the cost. I've been trying to figure out like how much it actually cost, but obviously Bezos, you know, picked up the tab for this because it's his company. Blue Origin does have over 10,000 employees. So, I mean, it's not for naught because there's people jobs who are riding on this. So I take that into account. And then also too, when it comes to like the feminism aspect of it and it being shoved down our throats, because again, they weren't a crew technically. This ship is autonomous. It takes care of itself. Nobody's pushing buttons or, you know, launching themselves. They get to sit and enjoy themselves and take it all in.
They were a crew the same way your son Jimmy is a crew in the back of your truck when you're driving him around.
Yes, that is fair. However, when you look at women and female representation in STEM and space, it is much, much smaller than it is for men. So, yeah, Gayle King looked terrified.
Terrified.
But when she is talking about this on CBS Mornings or when Katy Perry is showing this on her social media pages, do we not think that this is impacting young girls somewhere to encourage them to get into STEM to be astronauts?
I don't, personally.
You don't think so?
I don't think that there are a lot of young girls that are going, oh, now I want to be a passenger on...
on the Blue Origin spaceship?
Not to be a passenger on Blue Origin. Not to do that, but I'm saying, like, wow, that is so cool. You know, maybe that's something I would be interested in doing. And I also follow Space Gal, which I think is a really important follow. And her love of space and science and trying to get more young girls into STEM.
But that, why didn't they ask her to go up
there?
They
did. Calendrelli went on one last year, I think it was.
Yes.
I'm more excited about her.
And she got ripped on. She got ripped on, too, because of her reaction, because of how emotional she was. And the noise.
She saw a manatee.
Yes.
Space man.
Follow Space Gal and do that. She got ripped on so hard because of her reaction to what it was like to be up there.
I also think that a lot of the backlash comes, and I can't remember what situation the country was in at the time and what the finances of the country were. Yeah. I think we're in a time right now where people are really struggling.
They are.
And they see struggle here in the immediate future. So to see this kind of abundance.
This opulence
in this time of the country, I think, is rubbing people the wrong way.
It also feels fake. And I think that's my issue with it. It's not like Katy Perry has always in interviews been like, I love space, or it's like just a hobby or an interest of hers. It just feels like a really random picking of people. And they're like, look, all women, feminism, woo. And
yeah.
It's just like none of them are interested. Well, I mean, I know there was one or two, but like they're not really interested in STEM or environmental sustainability or space exploration. They were picked for their names is what it feels like.
But that's why we're talking about it. Like if there was no Katy Perry, if there was no Gayle King on there, and again, I mean,
but what are we talking about? What are we learning here?
Case in point, like the woman, it's a big deal that there's like, even though, again, passengers, not crew, the last woman to solo go into space was in the 1960s. So if you really think about,
she was an astronaut.
She was. For sure. But that's what I'm saying. We haven't done that because we need more female astronauts. So how do you get more female astronauts? By doing stunts like this to introduce STEM to young girls.
Maybe.
That's a valid point.
Maybe.
Because if we send 4 female astronauts to space, unfortunately, it's just another day. We wouldn't be talking about it.
I mean, no, we would be. If we sent 4 females to astronaut and it was an all-female crew,
I'd be championing that.
We would champion that.
Yeah. For sure. But I'm saying, like, in order to get to that point, we need more women in STEM.
I mean, maybe if they showed all the training leading up to it and stuff.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a miss.
I think that just how the rollout came to be, I think, is rubbing people the wrong way. Like, there's a way they could have tracked their journey, why it means so much to them to go up. Instead, we're just, like, watching Gayle King and them go up in this phallic-looking spaceship.
It does look like it. Oh, my gosh.
For an all-female crew, it is very phallic.
They should have changed the design for this one mission.
They really should have. Uterus-shaped spaceship. But there's one thing Katy Perry did in space that I want to play for you coming up on the next E-Buzz. It is, it's interesting for sure. It's on your next E-Buzz on the Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I think out of all the 6 women that flew up into space yesterday, Katy Perry is going to get the most flack from people on social media and probably on SNL later this weekend. I cannot wait for the SNL sketch that is going to come out from the Blue Origin flight. If you missed this yesterday, 6 women, including Katy Perry and Gayle King, went up into space for 11 minutes, all to promote women in STEM, We're not sure. It does feel like a big PR stunt to empower women. And I understand what the intention was there, but a lot of people just felt like it was very out of touch considering just the state of the world and the economy right now. It felt very gluttonous to see a bunch of rich people go up into space for literally 10 minutes.
I do firmly believe 2 things can be true at the same time. And I'm not trying to it's not like the billionaire needs a defense attorney, right? Like I'm not trying to play devil's advocate for Bezos here. I'm really not. I do hope that there are some young girls who saw that and was like, wow, that's really cool. I would like to do something like that someday, and it motivates them.
And I hope there are some young girls out there that see that and go, ooh, I also want to be rich one day so I can randomly go over to space on a random money. That's what I would have seen
Lauren
at 5 years
Sanchez,
old.
Lauren Sanchez, when's your TED Talk on how to land a billionaire? But I also, too, understand with the way, especially in the United States, our current economy and the current state of the world, world and how that can just seem very tone deaf considering everything that's going on. But that honestly can be said of a lot of things.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful the way you're looking at it. I have a completely different take. It was ridiculous. The whole thing was ridiculous from front to back. Just a bunch of elite celebrities getting the chance to be in a spacecraft and do absolutely nothing, literally nothing on it. Well, get shot in the space. Oh, what? Did they hit a button?
Well,
did they put their own seatbelt on?
Katy Perry became the first intergalactic pop star because she did a cover of What a Wonderful World while she was up in the spaceship. We do have a very grainy clip that we're going to play real quick so you can hear just how beautiful this performance was.
Come on.
It's right out of South Park, man. Did you see Bezos said he's trying to get a look into the spacecraft to see his wife and say goodbye one last time? And he falls down on his face.
Oh, yeah. Just fell for no reason?
Well, there was a hole. Well, no. I think it was after it landed, wherever it landed, and he was trying to look in. And as he's walking around, like, the spacecraft or whatever, he falls into a hole and just... he just ate it.
He's fighting his own gravity.
To me, what was more dystopian feeling than Katy Perry singing What a Wonderful World up in the spacecraft was her response to getting asked about it when she came down from the heavens. They said, what did it, or the interviewer, the journalist said, what did it mean to you to sing that song up in space? And here's what she said.
I've covered that song in the past, and obviously, like, my higher self is always steering the ship because I had no clue that one day I would decide to sing a little bit of that in space. But I think that it's not about me. It's not about singing my songs. It's about a collective energy in there. It's about us. It's about making space for future women and taking up space and belonging. And it's about this wonderful world that we see right out there and appreciating it. This is all for the benefit of Earth.
You have...
Okay, unbelievable.
That, come on, man. All right. Me when I'm trying to fill up space in my essay.
That's exactly what it was.
Me when I see that we're at 2:45 and we got to make it to 3 minutes.
These celebrities. Hold on, Kath.
Can we talk about the other women?
Yes. Hold on one sec. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly what I wanted to get at, because we're listening to Katy Perry. Yeah. I don't know what she fill up space.
No, can I please play one more clip of Katy Perry talking about?
Yes. Okay, let's finish with Katy Perry, and then let's talk about the two, like the other three women who were very deserving on that flight.
So Katy Perry also was asked about what this entire experience as a whole meant to her. And there are a lot of things I thought she was going to throw out there, like women in STEM and the Earth comment that she made, or just trying to be a good example for her daughter. And here is how she felt about the entire experience when she got off that aircraft.
I feel super connected to love. So connected to love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give, mm-hmm. and how loved you are until the day you launch.
Clearly a tennis match going on in the back as well.
I just know the other female astronauts who deserve to be there are listening to her rolling her eyes. Like, let's talk about Amanda Nguyen. The first Vietnamese woman in space was on that aircraft. She was studying astrophysics at Harvard and then got, how do I put this delicately? Because young ears are listening. I'll say R-worded at a frat party.
Oh my God.
And walked away from it and became an advocate for survivors. Okay. And that was what she did. And then came back to it and she got to go into space. I want to hear from her. Mm-hmm. Like, she is a woman in STEM who underwent something so traumatic, turned around, helped other people, and then finally got to go into space. But instead, I'm listening to Katy Perry being like, I feel connected to love.
I want her to sing What a Wonderful World.
Yeah. Amanda Nguyen from The Win.
It would have sounded the same because we need Katy Perry.
Katy Perry gets off the aircraft when it lands and kisses the ground in such a dramatic way. It was too much, man.
And she's carrying that little daisy, that little weed from her yard, and talking about how it's connecting her to her dog. It's really too bad. Much. I'm going to try and find some positive news about the Blue Origin.
Please, there's an actual rocket scientist that was on there, so we will talk about her in the next entertainment
Coming up on your next E-Buzz on The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
You're going to see a lot of headlines and commentary, including some from us, that the space launch that happened yesterday with Katy Perry and Gayle King and Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos' fiance, you're going to see that it's a lot of people feel like it's out of touch.
I think inspiring is the word I would not use.
It wasn't inspiring for you, however, because we have a platform on here, like, we don't want to yuck people's yum, right? Like, if this is your thing and this makes you happy, by all means. Now, I get to this extent and the amount of money it took and the way how they were promoting it, and it came off disingenuous in certain aspects, and that this was just a ploy, and look at what's going on in the state of the world right now, so why are we focusing on something like this? Like, I get the criticism, but I also feel like what's getting lost in the criticism is the other women who were on the flight that very well deserved to be there and actually had something to say and can, like, this could be beneficial for young women in STEM.
That's a very nice thought. And I think the manatee has put a light into you that we didn't see coming.
The spirit of the manatee is really coming through. Yeah, the spirit of the manatee. Liz, look at you. You even have a manatee color shirt on.
Yes, I am. I'm wearing my gray manatee shirt today. It was like, I've been embodied by the manatee. So let me share this real quick, because Cassie was kind enough to share about one, because we're hearing about mostly Katy Perry. And
to be fair,
Katy Perry's obnoxious. I get it. Like, I understand.
When you go up into space and you spend all 11 minutes in space looking at the camera flashing a weed from your backyard, it's a little,
her daughter's name is Daisy. It was sentimental that she took a daisy.
I just feel like they could have found a better daisy.
This thing was a big old right, eye roll.
So foolish. All right,
I'll make you feel better. You want me to make you feel better? So, Aisha
no.
Buck.
I feel fine.
Come on, inspire me. When we lose our radio jobs, I might need to go back to school. So inspire me to go into STEM.
All right. So Aisha Bo was one of the six women on Blue Origin's first all-female flight. You don't like the word crew, so I'll say passengers.
They are passengers.
So Bo, an Ann Arbor native, is the first female UM alumna and sixth Black woman to make this journey to space. She's a former NASA rocket scientist.
Fantastic. Has earned her seat on there.
She has since launched a tech entrepreneur career as the founder and CEO of STEM Board Engineering Firm and creator of Lingo, a coding kit for students to learn STEM skills.
Fantastic.
She said, this is the work that should be done.
Yep.
She said, this mission is about redefining what's possible and showing young people, especially girls, that they belong in every field. Bo opened up about how her late father, who just passed away this past January, reacted to the news, because she got to tell her dad that she was going to space.
Nice.
And she said, before he left the earth, I have a beautiful text message from him that says, when he found out that I was flying, that all the people before him and all the people after me are proud of me.
That's beautiful.
And she admits she wishes her father, who wanted to be an astronaut himself, could have seen her take flight, but at least he knew she was going up into the atmosphere.
That's beautiful.
That's genuinely beautiful.
She's not a passenger. She is crew. On that flight.
She is an astronaut.
She's crew.
She should have kissed the grail.
Yeah, Katy Perry was having a moment. When she got out of that spaceship thing, when it landed back on the ground, I mean, she walked out, put the little weed up in the air, looked at to the sky
the
where they just were.
The daisy for her daughter.
Twas a weed.
Twas.
And then she got back on the ground. She kissed the ground where that weed came from. She said, I love you, ground. Thank you for this weed.
Yes. And also was Lauren Sanchez, who has really nice cheekbones.
That she paid for.
Yeah.
Bezos.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Now
I feel fine.
Yeah. For more inspiring stories to encourage young women to go into STEM, don't head to your favorite listening platform to listen to The Burt Show podcast.
The Burt Show.